Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to AI Hub. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda. Great to be back with you all.
So today we're taking a deep dive into the real world impact of AI.
Yeah, you know, not the futuristic sci-fi stuff, but how companies are actually using AI to make a difference right now.
Exactly. And it's happening faster than most people realize.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you see these numbers, like 85%
Wow.
of Fortune 500 companies are already using Microsoft AI tools. That's huge.
It is. And the global spending on AI, it's projected to hit a staggering $632 billion by 2028.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It really is. So the big question is, what does all this mean for, well, you know, for us regular folks?
Well, one of the most immediate impacts is on how efficiently we work and, you know, our productivity.
Uh-huh.
Companies are starting to see that AI can take care of those everyday tasks that take up so much time.
Okay, so what kind of tasks?
I'm talking about things like summarizing those long meetings, drafting emails, creating standard operating procedures.
Yeah, all the things that can bog us down and eat up our time.
Exactly. Like, remember Campari Group, the beverage company?
Yeah.
They started using Microsoft 365 Copilot. It's kind of like having an AI assistant
right.
built right into their workflow.
Interesting.
And get this, their employees are saying they're saving like 16 to 30 minutes every day.
Really?
Yeah. Just from using AI.
So they're getting, what, an extra coffee break every day just from using AI?
Basically. Think about what you could do with an extra half hour in your day. It adds up quickly.
That's a great point.
Another good example is Eaton, that power management company.
Okay.
They actually used AI to streamline how they create their standard operating procedures and ended up saving a whopping 83% of their time.
83%.
I know. It's crazy, right?
It sounds like AI is basically turning marathons into sprints for these businesses.
Sure.
What's the secret here? How's it doing this?
It's really an AI's ability to just process information and analyze it incredibly quickly. Take those standard operating procedures that Eaton was creating, for example.
Okay.
You know, normally that means tons of manual research, putting all that information together, writing everything out.
Right.
AI can do all of that in like a fraction of the time.
So it's not about replacing humans. It's more like AI is, I don't know, giving us superpowers to get things done faster and better.
You got it. It's about working smarter, not harder. And all those time savings, they can then go towards the more creative, strategic work. The stuff that really needs human brains.
Absolutely.
Right.
And this isn't just happening inside companies, right? It's changing how companies interact with their customers too.
Absolutely. We're seeing two main ways they're doing it. Some companies are using AI to just handle huge numbers of customer questions, like Air India.
Yep.
They set up this AI-powered virtual assistant that can answer those frequently asked questions and sort out the basic problems.
Right.
So the human agents are free to handle the really tough cases that need that personal touch.
So it's like having a customer service rep that's available 24/7, never gets tired or grumpy.
Exactly. But it's not just about being fast. Companies like ABB are using AI to actually make their support more tailored and accurate for each customer. They're using AI to analyze data and figure out what a customer might need before they even ask.
So it's not just answering questions, it's like predicting what questions they'll have before they even think of them. That's next level customer service.
It really is. And it's only the beginning. We're just scratching the surface of what AI can do for customer experience.
I bet. So it's customer service, but then also entire industries are being transformed, like healthcare, for example.
Yeah, healthcare is a great example. Like AI is now being used to look at medical images like x-rays to help doctors make diagnoses faster and, you know, more accurately.
Wow.
Mars Health, they're a veterinary care provider.
Yay.
And they're using AI to analyze radiographs, which can be a real lifesaver when it comes to figuring out what's wrong with animals.
AI vets. Is that gonna like replace vets altogether?
No, not at all. AI is really just a tool to help vets make better, more informed decisions.
Yeah.
And that's really important when you're dealing with something as important as someone's health.
You're right. It's almost like having a second opinion, but from like a supercomputer that's seen millions of x-rays.
It is, and the speed at which AI can analyze these images is just incredible.
Yeah.
Mars Health, they said that clinics are getting results in minutes now, compared to what used to take hours or even days.
That's a game changer. And it's not just diagnostics, right? AI can also help with things like, you know, all that paperwork, freeing up doctors and nurses to actually spend time with their patients.
Definitely. Medigold Health, they're in the UK, and they're using AI to cut down on the administrative work that clinicians have to do.
Uh-huh.
So they're automating things like taking notes and generating reports, which means the doctors and nurses can focus on what they're best at, which is caring for people.
It's amazing to see how AI is being used to make such a real positive impact on healthcare. It's putting the focus back where it should be, on the human element.
Absolutely. And speaking of that human element, there's another really interesting area where AI is making a difference, preserving and transferring knowledge.
Knowledge. Okay, that sounds interesting. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about it. Every time someone with a lot of experience retires, a ton of knowledge and expertise walks out the door with them.
Right.
But what if we could somehow capture all that knowledge and make it accessible to others?
Like creating some kind of digital library of all that experience.
Exactly. Toyota, for instance, they're using AI to do just that, to capture all the expertise of their most experienced engineers.
Oh, wow.
They're building a system that can tap into all that knowledge even after those engineers retire. It's like having a mentor on demand.
Yeah.
So instead of losing all that valuable experience, they're finding ways to hold on to it and pass it on.
That's really incredible. So it's not just Toyota. I mean, this is important for any company or organization, especially in fields that are constantly changing and evolving.
Yes.
Makes you think about the future of knowledge and how we learn. If AI can help us preserve and share expertise, then what does that mean for education and professional development?
I mean, it really opens up so many possibilities. Imagine personalized learning platforms.
Yeah.
You know, the kind that adapt to how you learn best.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I always struggle with those one-size-fits-all approaches to learning.
Right. But AI can tailor the learning experience, making it way more engaging and effective.
I like it.
And imagine having AI tools that can help you research, pull together information from different places, and even create content.
So like a personal tutor and a creative partner all rolled into one.
Exactly. AI could help us all reach our full potential, whether we're students, working professionals, or just lifelong learners.
That's a powerful thought.
It is. And this is really just the beginning. You know, as AI keeps advancing, we can expect even more innovations that'll change how we live, work, and interact with the world around us.
That's both exciting and a little bit daunting, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, we're basically standing at the edge of this huge technological revolution. It's hard to even imagine where it's going to lead.
That's true. But one thing's for sure, AI is here to stay. And the more we understand what it can do and also, you know, what its limits are, the better equipped we'll be to use it for good.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And in this case, understanding AI is the key to navigating the future. So let's dig a little deeper into this whole impact of AI on the future of work.
Okay.
It's a big topic.
Mm-hmm.
And one that I think a lot of people are understandably worried about.
Yeah.
Will robots steal our jobs? Is all this automation going to lead to tons of people being unemployed?
Right. Those are valid concerns. So what does the future of work actually look like in this age of AI?
Good question.
You know, that Hollywood version of robots taking over the world?
Right.
That's a little exaggerated.
Okay, good.
While it's true that AI will automate some tasks, it's not going to replace humans entirely.
So no robot uprising. I can breathe a sigh of relief.
Exactly. It's more about us adapting and evolving. Instead of being scared of AI, we should be focusing on developing the skills that'll work well with it. Things like critical thinking, creativity, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Those are the areas where humans still have a big advantage over AI.
So it's not about competing with AI. It's about figuring out how to work together with it, how to use its strengths along with our own.
Exactly. Think of AI as a powerful tool that can, like, boost our own abilities, not replace them altogether.
That makes a lot of sense. But are there any jobs or industries that are, I don't know, more at risk of being automated than others?
It's hard to say for sure, but jobs that involve a lot of repetition, data entry, or making simple decisions are more likely to be automated.
So if you're in one of those fields, it might be time to start thinking about upskilling or retraining, right?
Yeah, exactly. The good news is that there are a lot of resources out there to help people move into new roles that use their skills and experience.
So it's all about embracing lifelong learning and adapting to the ever-changing job market. It's a challenge, but also a chance to explore new possibilities.
Exactly. The rise of AI is actually creating brand new opportunities in fields like data science, AI development, and even AI ethics. These are areas where human expertise is absolutely essential, and the demand for skilled professionals is only going to increase.
So there is hope for the future. We're not all going to be replaced by robots.
I don't think so. I'm actually quite optimistic. I believe AI has the potential to make our lives better in countless ways, but it's up to us to make sure it's developed and used ethically and responsibly.
That's an important point. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we choose to use it. We have to guide its development to benefit all of humanity.
Absolutely. And that starts with education, awareness, and open discussions like the one we're having right now.
This deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. It's made me realize just how much potential AI has, but also the challenges that come with it.
Yeah. It's such a fascinating and rapidly changing field, and it's so important that we stay informed and engaged.
This has been an incredible journey exploring the world of AI. We've seen how it's transforming businesses, entire industries, and even how we think about knowledge and learning. But most importantly, we've explored how AI is shaping the future of work and what that means for each of us.
It really is an exciting time to be alive.
It is.
And as we move forward, it's crucial to approach AI with a sense of curiosity and, you know, a healthy dose of critical thinking.
I couldn't agree more. We need to embrace the possibilities, but also be mindful of the potential risks.
And remember, AI is a tool. It's up to us to decide how we use it to create the world we want to live in.
Well said. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive.
Thanks for being with us.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to stay in the loop about all things AI, make sure to subscribe to AI Hub. We'll be back with more insightful conversations, exploring the always changing world of artificial intelligence.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.